We've got some prop bets for tonight coming up here at 8:55. But joining us right now on the ticket hotline to talk about the security setup for tonight and what could be quite a raucous crowd and a raucous scene is the head usher at the American Airlines Center, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. Good morning.
If you're going to want to talk to me, you need to speak up.
Well, good morning, Jesse.
Hello.
Hello there, young Jubinator. How are you doing?
Great.
Can you believe it? Magic Doncic is returning to the American Airlines Center.
Yeah,
big
how night.
About that?
This is an historic day. We haven't seen a sports story like this since Jesus came back to the Jerusalem Globetrotters, determined to put up a quadruple-double against the Galilee Jazz, who had traded him away.
Don't remember that, but okay.
It's big, but yeah, we're taking precautions.
Okay, like what?
Well, a lot of the security precautions, of course, are put in place to protect Mr. Nico Harrison.
Right.
He's very vulnerable to the emotions of, you know, persons who are disgruntled over the trade. So I've been working all night and all day to get these precautions in place to prevent an incident. And we have planned for Nico, Mr. Harrison's pretty special. And I think it's going to be a spectacle in its own right. I think the fans are going to like this.
Huh. Okay.
He's going to be in a shark cage suspended from the ceiling. And then we're going to dangle that over a carbon fiber man-made pond filled with starved alligators and king cobras and velociraptors.
In the arena.
Wow.
In the arena, yeah.
Oh.
And then all of that cage is going to be surrounded by bulletproof glass and have a laser detection system that will detect bullets and machetes. So safe up there.
Of course, no one's going to be able to get to them.
Yeah, they won't get to them. And all of this now is to protect Mr. Nico not from the fans, but from Luka Doncic himself.
Okay.
Because he has been sending a series of threatening emails and crude drawings of violent imagery and to Mr. Harrison. So
really?
Whoa. Yeah. And so I'm thinking Luka's going to really try something tonight.
Wow. Well, I bet he'll try to settle it on the court.
No, he's gonna throw a grappling hook up to that shark cage and try to get at Mr. Nico. But Nico now, he's not the only one on Luka's hit list.
Oh yeah,
Luka's really mad at Mark Folwell.
He is.
Folwell.
Yeah, Folwell, who secretly engineered this trade because he felt Luka was getting more attention than he was. And so,
really?
Yeah, he felt Luka was taking some of his Folwellian spotlight. And so he started a long strategic campaign of befriending Nico and then recording these sleep tapes to play in Nico's bedroom to implant Luka trade thought ideas in his head while he slept.
Shocking.
So, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Mark totally Manchurian candidated Nico to get that deal done.
Well, it is shocking. I mean, it's been 2 months and it's still shocking. Do you have any theories as to why Maverick ownership did something like
that? Oh, yeah, I know exactly why they did it. I think the Adelsons are just trying to make the Mavs great again without any foreign players.
Without any foreign players?
Yeah, trying to get rid of the foreign players. Because the Adelsons, you know, they support Trump's idea of pure basketball, you know, as I do.
Do they?
And so the Adelsons just want to keep foreign criminals out of Dallas.
Well, Luka's not a criminal.
You seen the way he plays defense?
Okay.
That's criminal.
All right. He's taking
right
a
there.
Shot at Luka there.
Yeah. You know, they need to get these foreigners out of the game. So that's what we're doing. And that's why we got Nico in a shark cage above the the arena.
It's going to be quite a scene.
It's going to be broadcasting while wearing a Kevlar taint protector. He does that every game.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's kind of weird, that
And I'm going to be there on site, ready to do full space karate on anyone who acts a fool. So, come on, Jub, you want to try me?
No, I'm not going to try you.
We'll do it. And Mark Cuban's going to be there, of course, rooting for the Addisons to fail and doing podcasts, casting disparagements left and right.
While the game's going on.
While the game's going on. That's, you know, and Addisons, they're talking to Trump right now. They're trying to get Trumps to slap a tariff on Mark talking to podcasters right now.
Can't do that.
Well, you watch. They'll make it happen. So if I don't fall asleep, I'll be protecting Harrison and Mark Falwell.
Okay. Well, I bet you won't fall asleep tonight. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with the gender stuff?
All right.
Seems.
Jesse?
What?
We're going to move on. But, Jesse, have a good game tonight.
All right, now.
All right, we'll see you.
Too, now.
Oh, there goes Jesse the Usher.